It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvica, and joining us over the phone today, Roy Shaneman, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. Royce, today we're talking about an organization called Plains Grains Incorporated, better known as PGI. Tell us a little bit more about this organization and get us familiar with the work they do.
Sure. PGI was started in the mid to late 90s, and basically the goal of the group is to test the hard red winter wheat crop for all the different quality characteristics that our buyers would consider when they're making purchases of U.S. wheat. So what the group does is collect samples throughout the harvest season in the major hard red producing states and have those evaluated for over 30 different quality characteristics. And then we compile all that information and use that to market the crop both domestically and internationally. And it basically tells the milling companies and the baking companies how the crop is going to function, how it's going to act, so they can be prepared and make any adjustments as they're making purchases of U.S. wheat.
So this data that PGI is collecting is a lot more comprehensive probably than maybe what the producers are looking at when they're pulling it out of their fields. What sorts of qualities are they looking at?
Well, like I said before, they evaluated over 30 different quality characteristics. And some of them are the more common ones of protein content, falling number. But then we evaluate them on individual kernel characteristics. And then we also do composites from regions in each state, and we refer to those as grain sheds. So it's kind of a large area, several counties, and those grain sheds are set up on kind of the flow of grain. So if buyers are looking at five or six, maybe up to 10 different characteristics that they want to purchase on, they're able to go into a dashboard website, plug in their parameters, and in a map form, it'll say you can find wheat that meets those characteristics in, let's say, southwest Nebraska or south central Oklahoma. It'll highlight where they can find that type of wheat that they're looking for.
All right, very interesting. Well, Royce, what else is important to mention about the work of PGI that they do for Nebraska producers or anything we missed that's important to mention?
Well, I think just having people be aware that PGI is set up to help all producers market their crop more effectively. It really tells the true identity and performance of that crop. And if we can relay that to our buyers, a more educated buyer is a better buyer. And they'll understand that there are differences year to year, and they'll know how to prepare for that and work within those changes from year to year.
Always great information. That again, Roy Shaneman joining us. He's Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board, talking about the work of a group called Plains Grains Incorporated, better known as PGI. I'm Alex McAvica for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.